to do a little bit of a review, I suppose. We're talking about the five compartments of hell, five different departments or compartments. The first one we talked about was Tartarus. It was a prison that the Lord made, a special prison, to take care of the angels that sin, to have them bound so that they can no longer do what they were doing. In Genesis chapter 6, they cohabited with the daughters of men, and there was a race of giants called the Nephilim that was raised as a result of that. We know that the imaginations of men was evil continually. God brought forth a flood. The flood was to accomplish all that he had desired to do. And of course, that was a part of the reason to destroy the giants that tried to infiltrate and dilute the seed of which Christ would be coming from. And then we find it not only happened before the flood, it also happened after the flood. So there's a couple groups of these angels that have been put in a prison called Tartarus. And they are there to this day. We're told there are caverns in the center of the earth. I believe that with the places and the geographic location I try to give you about these places, it's always been important to me as to know where these are located. It was never talked about or discussed, but I'm one of these, I got to know it. I want to know where it is. If I was in the place where Goliath fell, I'd say to somebody, to the tour guide, and say, is this where David cut his head off, right here? I like to know where. I like to be there. I like to know where it happened. It's always been that way with me. So when they say there's a place called hell, well, where is hell? Well, hell obviously is in the center of the earth. It's the same distance no matter where you live on the earth, you see, because the earth's round. Well, I thought there's molten lava in the center of the earth. Well, there is. But there's also caverns in the earth, and the scientists and geologists will prove that. There's caverns in the earth, and I can tell you, God made a special place, a prison called Tartarus, to hold these evil angels that did this. I want you to understand, we serve a God that's just. Every creation he made, they had a will. Humans all had wills. Angels all had wills. He didn't make no robotic angels that had to do that. They are in heaven today because they desire to be there. There were some that followed after Satan, and Satan got them to do the dirty work that he didn't want to do because he knew he'd be bound, so he got them to do it, and that's why they're bound. But we know where Satan's going to go. In the final judgment, it'll be the lake of fire. We'll be finishing with that. That's the final judgment. So we have Tartarus. Then we have the next department was paradise and the hell that you and I grew up with, that we understand. That's the hell that we understand about. A place that Jesus referred to as Gehenna. There was a burning dump in the valley of Hinnom, where the dump was, the people would bring their refuge and they'd throw it there, and it was always constantly, always burning because people were bringing their garbage. Can you imagine having a place like that? Well, we have dumpsters now. And we pay for that. Those people got free garbage disposal. It was a burning dump. And they brought their stuff there and they burned it. And that's why Jesus referred to it, hell being just like that dump. It's burning continuously. And he called it was Gehenna. Okay, so I have to back up and I have to retract a statement I made that Adam would have been the first one, the first soul to go to paradise. I was wrong. I had to think about what I'd said. Who was the first one to go to paradise? Adam's son, Abel, was killed by his brother Cain. So Abel would have been the first soul to enter paradise. Now from Abel all the way up to the thief on the cross, they had to go to paradise. This is where the righteous souls had to go, because they could not enter heaven, because it was prophesied that Christ would be the first fruits of them that slept. And of course, sleeping, he was referring to death. So all the souls had to go go to this place called paradise, awaiting for Christ, who at the time when he was killed, when he was killed on the cross, he went to paradise. Book of Ephesians says he went there and led the captives free. He brought took all the souls that was in paradise. He took them with him to go to heaven because he had to be the first fruits. And that's why he said to the thief on the cross, "Today you shall be with me," well, in paradise. And so we know the thief was the last soul. Abel was the first soul in paradise. The thief on the cross was the last soul to enter paradise. And now paradise has been eliminated. There is no more paradise. And I would assume that Isaiah the prophet said, "Hell hath enlarged itself." Assuming from that statement, I would believe that hell has now taken over the place of paradise. That's what I would assume, if that's what the prophet said, hell enlarged itself. Because paradise is no more. So now when we die, we go to heaven. As Paul said, to be absent in the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. No more paradise. Okay, my time's getting away, it's 4:15. All right, I'm going to tell you a few things about the hell that you and I grew up with. Excuse me. It's recorded, it's referred to in the Hebrew as Sheol. S-H-E-O-L. S-H-E-O-L. Sheol. Located in the nether parts of the earth. Ezekiel 31. And I'd like to turn to Ezekiel 31 and read that for you. I'd mark it here quick so I can go back and find it. There. Ezekiel 31. I think that's where we're going. Yes, Ezekiel 31, verse 14 through 18. Here we go. "To the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth." Now what this is referring to is the great tree of Assyria. The prophet Ezekiel was prophesying about Assyria who would come against Israel. And of course this is figurative language. It's talking about the great tree of Assyria. And then the end result, of course, they'll be delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. "Thus says the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused the mourning, I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him." I made, trees are referring to here as kings. "I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to hell." I believe this is a double reference. It's talking about a king that he would overthrow, but it's also talking about Satan himself, where Ezekiel 14 speaks from when he was cast out of heaven. So it's a double. It's a double application here. "With them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down, no destruction, into hell, with him unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were with his arm that dwell under the shadow in the midst of the heathen, to whom art thou thus like in glory and greatness among the trees of Eden, yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth." Nether parts of the earth, you're listening to me? "And shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God." Alright, we got a direction here. We have a geographical location. Matthew 12:40 speaks about the heart of the earth. Again, a location, geographical location. A few more things here I want to talk about. Hell, it's a place of activity. It's a place of wrath. It's a place of sorrow. It's a place of fire. Not figurative fire, real fire. It's a place hidden from man, but naked before God. It's a place of full consciousness. A place for soul and spirit, not body. Body's always in the grave. A place of conversation. And of course, this is taken from Luke 16. The rich man and Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. This is the conversation it's talking about. This is where the reference is. A place where many kings and chief ones of the earth live after death. Isaiah 14, 9 through 11. A place where its inhabitants are stirred up at the coming of others. A place where great men acknowledge their defeat. A place where men recognize and converse with one another. A place where knowledge and memory exists. A place for the proud. A place of torment. A place of regret over mistreatment of others. Luke, again, is referred to the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. A place where men still have willpower, though it's too late to accept God's terms and escape hell. A place where men are conscious of life on earth but can't visit earth to warn men of its real torments. A place where the lost becomes conscious of the need of soul winning. A place so terrible that those who are in it plead for some means of warning others not to come to this place. A place where souls are not burned up by fire, but they're constantly tormented. A place of cruelty. A place of gates and bars. A place of debasement. A place of pain. These are so many things about hell, a place you don't want to go. So we have Tartarus, paradise is gone, the hell that I just explained and gave you some examples. Where's the next place we're going? I want you to turn to Revelation, the book of Revelation. We're at Revelation, I'm getting there, hang on. There we are. Chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto earth. This star is an angel. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. That was the answer. That's how we know it was just the star is referred to as an angel. A good angel, by the way. Because he's given a key to the bottomless pit. This is our next department. Bottomless pit, or as it's also referred to as the abyss. And he opened the bottomless pit. There arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. This occurs at the second quarter of the tribulation. I wrote my reference. The second quarter of the tribulation period is when this occurs. That's the chronology of it. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months. Their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. In those days shall men seek death, and they'll not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared to battle. On their heads were as it were crowns like gold. Their faces were as the faces of men. They had hair as the hair of women. Their teeth was the teeth of lions. They had breastplates as it were the breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was the sound of chariots and many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. They had a king over them. Of course, this is a bad angel. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. All right. Now, we're going to go to Matthew. I want to go to Matthew. By the way, this is a special place that God has prepared for the abode of demons and angelic beings. No human soul or spirit will ever go to this abyss. It was only made for demons. Luke chapter 8 is where we want to go. You with me? Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke chapter 8. Here we go. Luke chapter 8. Okay, look at verse 26, chapter 8. They arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. Notice the location, Sea of Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." Notice that. They know the day's coming when they'll be tormented. In fact, he could torment them immediately if he so desired. That's why they said, "I beseech thee, torment me not." But it was okay for them to torment that poor man, but they didn't want to be tormented. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he broke the bands, was driven to the devil into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. Obviously, they don't require much space because there were hogs leading by that they went into, and there was how many hogs? Does anybody know? 2,000 hogs. So that man had 2,000 demons in him. They don't require much space. Lady in Scripture had 7 demons. All right, let's continue on here. For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out. Oftentimes it caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters and broke the chains. That's how powerful and strong they were. And Jesus asked him, said, "Legion," because there were many that entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Now, some have interpreted that meaning they didn't want to go out into the Sea of Galilee. Well, let me tell you, the Sea of Galilee, the deepest part of the Sea of Galilee is 148 feet at the northern part of the Sea of Galilee where the River Jordan enters. It's 148 feet. That's the deepest. So the deep here has no reference to that at all. The deep is talking about the bottomless pit. That's deep. That's the deep here, folks. It's not the water. It's not the Lake of Galilee. It's not that. But I want to tell you, thanks to Dave, Dave straightened me out, because that's what I thought it was referring to until I got this date and did some research. I really did think it was the water in the Sea of Galilee that they were referring to. Well, it couldn't be, because the Sea of Galilee is only 148 feet deep. Ah. The deep is a bottomless pit to which God could have said, "You will go there." Jesus could have demanded that they go there immediately, and that's what they said. They didn't want to go. So God permitted them. Now this is interesting. God permitted them to go into the swine that was feeding nearby. Now the swine went rapidly, as soon as they were possessed, went running rapidly down the steep embankment and ended up in the Sea of Galilee, in the deep. That's what I thought it was. No. But where did the spirits go? You see, you can't drown a spirit. Spirits don't drown. The pigs did. That's why they were so angry. I lost a lot of money that day. Those pig herders weren't supposed to be having pigs anyway. They were Jews. Jews aren't supposed to have any dealings with pork. But they were doing it for money, you know. These Jews needed some money. So they were raising the pigs anyway, but they lost a lot of money that day. But where did the spirits go? Anybody know? They just roam about. They just roam about. They seek another place to go. And this is why you have to be very careful. When I say very careful, as Christians, we don't need to be so careful. But if you get extremely angry Let me talk to you a little bit here. If you get extremely angry that you're just mad enough to kill somebody, be careful. Because you just rang a buzzer in hell. And you're letting those demons know that you're available. Are you listening to me? This is why it's dangerous to get involved in occults. It's dangerous to get into yoga. I call it yogi. Yoga. That's when you want to just release yourself and you want to just float. And you just let go of your inhibitions, let go of your will. Just let everything go. They tell you, just empty yourself. Anybody that's went to a yoga thing, they'll tell you, you need to empty yourself. Empty your mind. Empty your heart. Empty your thoughts. And the worst thing is to empty your soul. You see, when your soul is empty, that's when the unclean spirits come and see your soul. That's what they're after. That's why some people have... I'm not going to tell you the situation, but there's sometimes situations where some people are extremely nice, and the next time they're extremely angry, bad, they do nasty things, they do terrible things, they talk nasty to you. You see, people like that, the spirits come and go. They come and go in their life. As Christians, we don't need to worry about that. Because my Savior is living within me. And they can't hurt me. They can't possess you when you have Jesus living there. But I caution you. You get extremely angry. You ask the Holy Spirit to help you and to clean you and to clear you. Because if you don't, that turns into bitterness. Bitterness will open your soul for all kinds of unclean spirits. It opens your soul. That's why you can't remain bitter. You're listening to me? There's people out there that are bitter. Unclean spirits are in activity there. That's why. What do you think causes people to kill people? What do you think happened to this man that tried to assassinate Donald? Evil spirits, unclean spirits. What else possesses a son or a daughter to go in while their parents are sleeping and to stab them while they're sleeping? Evil spirits, unclean spirits. In the bottomless pit is where these demons are. There are some demons that are kept there. They're not allowed to go anywhere. They're not allowed. These demons that was in this man in Gadarene were allowed to be where they were. They were permitted. But there are some demons in the bottomless pit that have not been allowed. They're still there. In fact, this pit was made for the tribulation period. Can you understand that? God knows the end from the beginning. He's made these special scorpion locusts for the fourth quarter of the tribulation period. It's a place called the bottomless pit. My time has run out. That's our fourth compartment. Lord willing, next Sunday, I get a chance to share again. We'll talk about the last compartment, which is the lake of fire. That's our last compartment. You all ready to stand? It's time to go. Father in heaven, what a privilege and joy I've had to share your word today. It is just amazing. Your word is amazing. Amazing. I love you, Lord, and I know you love me. I know you love this, your people. Give them a wonderful and a safe week this coming week. I pray that their lights will shine. I pray, Lord, if these that have been listening by way of internet, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you need to invite him to come into your heart and life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And then invite him to come and live in your life. And then have a desire to live for him the rest of your life. It's so important that you take care of this. This is something Jesus did to come and die for you. You need to accept his salvation. that he paid on the cross with his life and his blood. I pray that you could make that commitment today if you haven't already. I thank you, Lord, for these, your people. I pray, Lord, traveling blessings and mercies to them. And just give them a wonderful and a blessed week. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Lord bless you.